news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Number of you guys are calling to the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook at under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Also, email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Last but not least, you can always join us, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. It's great to be here tonight. Thank you for having me in your living room. Matt, I see you in the chat. Matt, by any chance, just tell me very quickly in the chat, can you hear me okay? Stevie Ray tried to call earlier, and I had a hard time trying to get through. So just want to know, can you hear me okay, Matt? Yeah, Big Tone in the chat as well. Got Surfer calling in right now. Surfer, how you doing, my friend? Surfer, you there?
I'm okay. How are you?
What's going on, man? You doing all right?
Yes.
Yep, I hear you good.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Who's this?
Can you hear me okay? It's William.
Oh, I dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Oh. How's it been going, man?
It's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Cold.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, going to go over some things that went down in wrestling this week. I'm going to kind of skip ahead a little bit. Something that really bothered me, in particular before we get into all the action. I'm quite sure you guys have heard about the situation with Bill DeMott resigning over speculation of abuse, among other things, by the people he was wrestling. People he was training, rather. Surfer, do you believe there's any truth to his allegations of abuse?
I don't know the story. I just heard that he resigned. So what's the story?
Well, he was saying he actually decided to quit the company. There was a couple of wrestlers who wrote, a wrestler in particular, who wrote a letter saying that there was allegations of abuse, some sexual things that came in to some of his trainings with the talent.
Men and women?
Men and women. And from what I understand, WWE, they did have an investigation some years ago. From what I understand, this whole thing's been happening for years now. WWE had a unfruitful investigation, and now people decide to stand up to him now. And I think the only reason why he left the way he did is because the story took major roots within the world of social media. So It's time for this guy to go from everything I was reading. I'll pull up the exact story in a second. I thought you might have heard about it, but he never claimed fault. He claimed that he was innocent of everything. He decided to retire, leave his post, so he wouldn't hurt the company. I don't know, man. I know things change. I know things evolve. He's one of those old school guys. Because he was old school, he never adapted to the times. Maybe he was doing what he was taught.
It's possible. I mean, you know, I don't know about sexual allegations. You know, whether he got like rough with people, training them, trying to get the mental prepared. Maybe that was part of the process.
It could have been. There was a story that came out after this. He made people, guys and girls, get in the ring naked. I don't know how true that is, but if that's a true story, this guy should have been gone. Swax, how you doing, man?
Right now, I am like in half depression right now.
Why?
Because late last night, I found out that somebody was coming to the ECW arena for like a major event over there. And that person is none other than Kelly Kelly.
No, the Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. No. Kelly Kelly's right now within like 5 or 10 miles away from me at an event at the ECW arena in Philadelphia here, along with Melina and Velvet Sky and Rosita and all these other wrestlers for some kind of...
I'm outside the building waiting for him to come out.
There he goes. Yeah, I'm about to say the same thing, Surfer.
The event was on from like 8 o'clock on. It's probably done now, so everybody probably left.
How did you find out about it?
I found out from Kelly Kelly's Facebook last night.
I said when?
Late last night.
Why didn't you go to the building?
Because if I wanted to go, I would want to go see everybody along with her. And right now my money's tight and I need to pay some bills and everything. And
there's no money to wait outside the building.
Oh my goodness. Cash Cow says, Kelly Kelly getting game bait in South Philly. Oh, my goodness. All right. Swag, no disrespect to you, man. I understand you, Kelly Kelly, thing. Because if Maurice was around the corner for me, this show wouldn't be getting done at all. So I feel you on that, Swag. I do. No disrespect at all. All right. Let's get on to the week that was wrestling. What did you guys think of Raw?
Raw was, it was a little bit better. I would say it was a little bit more interesting with things. I think it was a pretty decent week.
I got issues with Raw. The first issue I have with Raw, again, Roman Reigns talks too much. If he just comes out there and does a Bill Goldberg type of thing, he goes out there, says very little, kicks ass, go about his business, Roman Reigns would be so over. Because once he shut up and he started going out doing his thing, he did get some pop. I'll give him that. But when he starts talking, trying to be funny Roman, it's no good. It's no good. Creative needs to stop that.
That's the way they want people in the WWE. So you can't say he has to be like Goldberg. They don't want a Goldberg in the WWE. They want somebody that can talk.
But see, that's the thing. He can't talk. He showed that on Raw that he can't talk, and he also showed that
maybe,
on...
Maybe when... If... Lesnar leaves, that Hangman will jump on what you call bandwagon.
That's what I'm hoping. Because right now, by himself, the guy cannot talk. What'd you guys think about his match with Seth Rollins?
It was pretty good. I got to give it to you. Seth Rollins really held his own in the whole match. He really fought, even as a heel, he was pretty decent. Mm-hmm.
Paul Heyman was great. You could have kept Paul Heyman. He needs to be out there each and every week. Paul Heyman is just the man. He needs to be out there each and every week. What did you guys think about the Seth Rollins, John Stewart spot?
They need to end all the guest hosts.
Why?
That's it.
Why?
Because it's nothing. It does not do anything for the like a storyline or like something that's going on that certain episode.
But see, my thing is, the celebrity spots can be good if they're done right, and I think they did a good job on this one. Stewart is a wrestling guy. He loves wrestling. He's a wrestling fan. I thought it was a good spot.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, it was an entertaining spot. I'm not saying he should be out there every show, but he did a good job. Bray Wyatt and the Undertaker, they really need to do something with Bray. Everything. I gotta fix my Skype again. Big Tom, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going tonight?
Chilling. They really need to do something with Bray Wyatt. I like Bray. Don't get me wrong. I like Bray. But all his promos are the same. Can I get a different Bray Wyatt promo, please?
Yeah, but the thing is, they're saying that he's got Taker's urn, and he's supposed to be showing it up on Monday night. So
yeah,
we're going to see where he goes from there.
That's what he says. That's what he said on SmackDown the other night. Like I say, it's a one-sided. This is the first time I've ever seen an uncontested one-sided feud.
Yeah. Why? The thing is, I don't understand is why are they trying to keep Taker off TV until WrestleMania? That doesn't make any sense.
If they want this match to get over, you think they would bring Taker on soon?
He's got to answer it because he's been called out.
That's right.
And every time somebody in the last 22 years, everybody that's called him out, he's gotten that ax.
That's right.
So why are they going to decide to hold him back now and make him look weak? Because some booty tools calling out the Grandmaster and that's making him look like a bitch. Come on.
I wouldn't go that far, but it might be holding him back because he just ain't you know, if you see him before too soon, then people will realize he shouldn't be out there.
Oh, no. From what I understand, and you forgot, I'm not that too far away from where he lives. That boy's been in the gym. He's gotten old.
He may have been in the gym, but he still looks old.
Do you think they're going
to... Of course he looks old, but he's been 56 years old. Of course he's going to look old. But he still has his faculties. I think either this year or he goes in next year, this is it. He's going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
But... He's got to come back from this loss to Brock. He's gonna look fucked up if he doesn't.
Yeah.
The legacy is gonna be really shitty, especially on at WrestleMania, and knowing that he had an opportunity to come back and save face and he didn't.
Agreed.
And he gets out of the sport, he's gonna look fucked up. That's gonna be a big tarnish on his record right there.
Yeah, but why did they have him lose to Brock in the first place?
He agreed to it.
Put Brock over.
Right. Why?
Yeah.
Why, in the grand scheme of things?
To put Brock
because
over.
They know Brock, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. He beats the streak, and Brock goes on a tear where nobody can beat him. Just like they did.
It's hard not to lose when you only wrestle three times a year.
But he's so dominant, though.
Three times a year, you can be dominant. That's the thing about one of the reasons why boxing has off as a popular sport, because the champ only had to fight once a year, and that made it easy on him. Okay, he could party all for 6 months, get in shape for three, beat somebody that's not on his level, and then go back into partying.
True, but okay, I'll put it in wrestling terms. Flair never was. How many times did Flair wrestle a year in the same time?
More than three times a year.
Was he on TV all the time?
No, well, I'm not. Forget being on TV. We're talking about defending title. Okay,
Flair defended the titles at every big, if it was a big show, he was there.
Okay.
If it was a small show like Clash of Champions, maybe not.
But
other than that, he did the exact same thing Brock did.
No.
Well, he's doing the exact same thing.
No, I'm not talking about television. Because Flair defended the title at house shows and at pay-per-views. Brock Lesnar has only fought four times last year. And so far this year, he's fought once. Okay? This will be his second time at WrestleMania. He may not even wrestle any time after that. So, I mean, like, it's easy. My problem isn't that he's a wrecking machine. That he's only a wrecking machine three times a year. That's not being dominant, okay? You got to get in the ring more often to proclaim yourself to be dominant than two or three times, and that's it.
But can anybody beat him?
What?
Like John Cena.
Cena, they tough. She's the only thing, the reason why everybody saw Cena so much, because they had nothing else.
What's up, Randy, man? Talk to me.
It's not about John Cena. I'm just saying, look, I have a problem with people saying he's dominant when he's only fought three times. Since he's been champion, he's only fought two people. Okay? Two people. He fought John Cena and John Cena and Seth Rollins. That is it.
That's all that needs to be said.
No. You can't proclaim yourself to be dominant if you ain't fight nobody. If you're not fighting nobody,
the way he did it. I can be a champion
if I'm not fighting nobody.
And the way he did, the reason why I say he's dominant is the way he did it. It doesn't make a difference how many times he's in there in the ring. If he's in the ring, he dominates everybody and puts them to sleep.
He was not dominant in that rematch against Cena, okay?
Yeah, the last match with John Cena was not dominant.
Seconds from losing. And then the third match, okay, he sat most of that time outside the ring while John Cena and Seth Rollins beat on each other. And then he came in at the end, and he won the match. That's fine. He won the match. But it wasn't like he was in there through most of that time beating up on both these guys. He laid outside the ring for a long period of time.
Real quick, guys, let me bring on Randy. Randy, how you doing, man? I did not get a chance to edit this year.
Tony C is going to come out to Woodworks in a second.
And Tony C...
His God.
And speaking of that,
No, that was good. That was good.
And speaking of that, Tony C, what's up, man?
See, could not.
Are y'all getting an echo from me?
Say what?
Are y'all getting that echo from me?
I don't know what I. It might be you, Randy.
Oh, sure. But that's what I'm saying. There is an echo?
Yeah, it's a little bit of gap. A little bit.
I don't hear any echo.
You don't hear anything, Swatch?
Nope.
Okay, I don't hear anything now. What's up, Tony C?
I just want to know how many times Brock Lesnar got a fight to make Surfer happy.
Thank you.
At least 6 to 12.
Damn!
Why? So they can get tied on and turn on him like John Cena?
Why would you get... Listen, I'm not asking him to fight every week on TV. I'm not even asking him to fight every week. But to go at 4 or 5 months between fights... Anybody can do that.
I can see Seth.
The same thing.
I can see
attraction.
Yeah.
How's it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So attraction.
See, if the fair came to town, if the fair never left town, it wouldn't be an attraction. It'll be Disney.
Brock Lesnar isn't an attraction.
What is he?
First of all, because what he does in the ring. Okay, look. Y'all can be fans. Hold on. Let me finish. Y'all can be fans of Brock Lesnar all y'all want. But he only does one thing in the ring. He's not doing any true wrestling moves. I want to cut me off. Let me finish. Don't use this his character. He's not wrestling, okay?
He wrestles more than Cena. He do more moves than Cena.
He has not.
No. That's not true.
Talk about 10 years ago.
We're talking about 10 years ago right now.
Right now, he's done two moves.
Real quick, guys.
Yeah, those two moves are excruciating.
Real quick, guys. I got to say this real quick. Tank, I know you tried to call in. When Tank calls in, it's not letting me add him to the group call. So can't Tank, keep trying, man. Because if I let you on, I'm going to lose everybody else. So keep trying, Tank. Go ahead, fellas.
The thing of the matter is, he is an attraction. That's why he has his contract set up the way it is. Okay, well, when he leaves, and everybody get tired of Roman Reigns, John Cena, and Randy Orton, and Vince be begging them to come back, you'll see why.
Okay.
Because he's an attraction. If he was an attraction, they would have never bought him back, Surfer.
Okay.
That's what I'm... You understand about it. You looking at it from the defend the title. He not out there every week. They got enough people out there every week. They don't need him there every week.
I didn't ask him every week. They don't need him there every pay per view.
They don't need him there either.
But you got to do more than 3 matches a year.
No, you don't.
Why?
He's been there, done that.
If he's fighting the same two guys, what is so exciting about that?
That's because there's nobody else that can keep the ring with him.
It's only the third person he'll be fighting since he's been champion.
That's not his fault.
It is his fault.
That's not his fault. How is that? He's not a writer.
So now this is not his fault. He has not wanted to come on TV more. He has not wanted to defend the title more.
He's not the booker. He's not Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon give him that contract. He just demanded it. Vince didn't have to give it to him.
Okay, well,
that's the point.
Tony C, I know WrestleMania will be
hard. It's not even about that because The Rock be the is the same thing. The Rock the same way. He's an attraction now. Their days of wrestling 12 times a year are over. Because we'll be how if Brock Lesnar wrestled 12 times a year, you'll be complaining about him taking a spot.
I don't think The Rock's ever wrestling again because he got hurt the last time he did wrestle.
Because he's done it already.
It's just a lucrative career that he has to protect.
He's done it already. Yeah, that's the principle.
If he was an actor, he'd be wrestling full time.
He wouldn't be out there 12 times a year. No,
because what else would he be doing right now if he wasn't an actor?
He wouldn't be wrestling 12 times. Those days are done, my brother. Yep. I'm sorry.
That's right.
What else would he be doing to make money right now?
He wouldn't be wrestling every month.
What would he be doing? It wouldn't be wrestling 12 times a month.
I'm trying to tell you.
I want to know from Surfer, where do you get the number 12 from?
Because it's 12 pay-per-views in a year.
No.
The Rock wouldn't be wrestling 12 times a year.
Sure would.
I'm sorry.
I threw 12 out just as a number. I'm just saying. 2 to 3 times a year. You can't throw that into a category as dominant.
You're an attraction. And he's booked that way.
Surfer in this thing because, you know, for somebody to be worthy of being in a wrestling ring, they have to at least wrestle.
It's not about
once a month. And because
but Swaz, aren't you tired of John Cena?
It's not worthiness. It doesn't have anything to do with John Cena. Okay.
No. In the way it does, because if John Cena, people are tired of him because he never goes away. Brock was gone for X amount of years.
Yeah,
because
he thought he could do football.
No matter what he thought he could do, he was gone. That's the thing about wrestling, bro. If you leave, people don't get tired of you. That's how you stay relevant. That's why John Cena.
But that shows the short attention span of today's watching. Because in the past, no one got tired of a guy because he had a career that lasted 3 years.
For that.
What?
You can't blame Brock Lesnar for that. He's just taking advantage of the situation, like anybody would.
I'm not blaming anybody for anything, okay?
If Brock wrestled 12 times in a year,
okay, he doesn't have
by to the third to year, oh, six times.
To wrestle more than three,
it wouldn't be the same.
Why not?
The same.
He's strong. Because, he's still on the younger side.
Because six people, they don't have really six people that can go in the ring with him. Real talk, and take that beating true. That you're going to take.
That's true. I agree on that.
That's the problem right there.
I mean, there isn't
so
like
true.
MMA fighters that are in the
WWE.
Wrestling's fake.
If there's like a Ken Shamrock
in there.
So Brock Lesnar, the only guy that goes in and really beats some people.
I tell you what, call the Undertaker and tell him wrestling with fate.
They have all these people making all this money, and they just let Brock Lesnar come in and actually.
Call Vince McMahon and Undertaker and tell him wrestling with
fate. Undertaker was, oh, that's why he walked out.
Doesn't matter. He ain't the first person.
Undertaker's old as shit. So.
Hey. Call Bob Holly and tell him that wrestling
fit. Bob Holly for what? 20 years ago?
No, but he dropped him on the neck on purpose, which is something else.
But wrestling is fake, though.
No. Nobody's saying it's fake. It's scripted, but it's not fake. It's scripted, but it's not fake.
Somebody goes in and actually beats up somebody for real. I mean, yeah, it's scripted. There's some hits that you have to take. But for the most part, nobody goes in the ring and thinks I can hurt whoever I want.
Who's getting Facebook That's messages insane. On the, who's getting Facebook messages on the air?
Brock Lesnar does. And that's why you can't put anybody in there with him.
Remember when the Undertaker attended one of Brock Lesnar's MMA fights and he did a stare down and he got interviewed in that video?
And now before,
you want to do it? Does that with the price of rice?
Well, what happened is that they interviewed him and he says, the interviewer said, would you want to ever do this? He says, not at this point of his life over
but
there.
It don't matter.
But he said, if it was like 10 years ago and he was young enough, he said he would take MMA over professional wrestling any day. So, you know, The Undertaker doesn't want to do it. He's not capable of doing it now.
And then he proceeded to get put in the hospital by the man. So it don't, you know, that don't have nothing to do with what we're talking about because he ended up in the hospital. So my whole thing is if the man wrestles 6 times, 8 times, yeah, he'll lose his luster.
So he would just put everybody in the hospital and Vince and Stephanie, all them, the board would just put up with that because they're so scared of Brock Lesnar. They
got to be scared of him.
Rush shot whoever he wants.
Fellas, can we agree to this that the man is unsafe? Can we agree to that?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So that's a gimme.
Vince, Stephanie, Triple H, whoever's running the show, they have no control over him when he's in that ring.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's right.
What happened with
really, Taker? You really buy into this, don't you, Tony C? You really want to believe that? That's fine. I mean,
wait a minute. Wait. Hold up, sir. Hold up. You're sitting here saying, are you sitting here trying to say that Vince and them have control over what goes on in the ring when those guys are out there performing? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yep.
And you are out of your rabbit ass mind, homeboy.
No, I'm not. You think?
Yeah, yes, you are. You cannot control anybody that gets in that ring and do what they do. They choreograph them, yes, but you cannot control what they do.
Signing a paycheck, okay? He can control who he wants.
No, he can't.
So why didn't Vince know that the streak was going in?
Why did Vince know? Because they agreed to it.
He didn't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Podcast with Stone Cold that. He's the one who made the decision for the Undertaker
to
lay.
They call that in the ring.
Oh, let me ask you guys this then, and particularly you, Surfer. So if everything is scripted and he knows everything, that means he meant for Draws to get paralyzed, right? You think he controlled Draws getting paralyzed? Not to take
that extreme.
But I'm just saying, Vince can't control everything that goes in that ring.
Okay.
Vince can't control everything that goes on in that ring.
Taker getting sent to the hospital. That wasn't no accident. That was on purpose. Brock didn't care.
Brock meant to hurt him and send him to the hospital. Okay. Okay. You know what? When y'all want to talk real wrestling, somebody give me a call because I'm done with the fantasy.
Well, you can hang up then because you feel like the only person that is indestructible and can do anything is Cena. That's not true, bro. That's not true. You know what I mean?
I applaud you. I applaud you. Yo.
Shut the fuck up. Y'all need to drop this fantasy out that I worship John Cena.
If Brock Lesnar is unsafe, everybody know that. And if he wrestled 12 times or 6 times, gotta be 2 more other times, somebody be at risk. So you should be happy.
So a publicly traded company where people are liable, okay? A wrestler could sue if they could prove that the company allowed Brock Lesnar to run roughshod and hurt people when he doesn't have to. That makes sense.
He's done it, okay. Dude.
Right. That's what the contracts are for. That's what they signed contracts for.
Exactly.
They signed the waiver.
Am I going to sign a contract saying that if we give somebody the okay to actually hurt you, that there's nothing you can do?
So that means nobody would ever get hurt. No. If you did, everybody would sue.
people get hurt by accident, not because it's on purpose.
So you mean to tell me Owen Hart the pile drive Stone Cold in the mat like that on purpose? Is that what you're telling me?
That's an accident, okay? If you watch that particular pile drive, okay, he put Stone Cold's head too far in between his legs, which caused the injury. Okay,
no, Stone Cold even said it. He forgot to tuck his head. He said that was partly his fault too, because he forgot to tuck his head.
The man's legs. When you watch people do pile drive, usually their head is not that is not so far between the guy's leg that's sticking out from the back.
So in server logic, when Brock Lesnar did the Shooting Star Press at WrestleMania 19, Vince knew that he was gonna break his neck, hurt his neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Wait. So Brock Lesnar purposely hurt his own neck.
Because he did, because he's unsafe.
So he set out to purposely hurt himself. It wasn't by accident he hurt himself. He purposely wanted to hurt himself.
That was his fault.
So when Owen Hart dropped from the rafters and...
Stay quiet. You interjected on something. You don't know what's going on.
This shit is making no fucking sense. Oh, my goodness. He's saying the same thing y'all saying. It's a mistake.
All right, guys. Let's move on.
I'm not saying that was a mistake. I'm saying Brock is careless, and everybody know that.
No, that is true. He's careless.
That's so true.
So anybody who's going there with him, you taking a risk. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Everybody knows the risk.
Taking a risk has nothing to do with actually somebody purposely trying to hurt somebody in the ring.
You gonna be? I can't get it. No.
Again, when you
because you don't want to, Tony.
It's not even about me wanting to, man. Let's just say Daniel Bryan got in there.
Unbeatable guy that no one will ever.
It's not even about that, man.
Then fine.
The whole argument is that the man is unsafe. That's why they ain't put Daniel Bryan in there with him. Duh.
Why would you pay him? Why would you pay somebody? Why would you give him all this money and let him unsafe?
I agree that Brock Lesnar wrestles stiff.
That's an understatement.
Stiff ain't the word for
it. That's an understatement.
Stiff ain't the word for it.
That's the understatement of 2015.
If nobody got hurt in WWE, if all was scripted or whatever you want to call it, Daniel Bryan will be fighting Brock Lesnar for the WWE title.
How did Daniel Bryan get hurt?
It won't let me add Tank. It won't let me add Tank.
What?
However he got hurt. But that's not my point. I don't care about him hurt.
No, he got hurt. You know how he got hurt?
The point.
You know that movie does where he dives through the ropes? That's how he got hurt. Wasn't because Kane did a pile driver on the steps.
I understand that. But at the same time, you can't put nobody in there with a neck problem to take 16, 15 German suplexes.
He's the number one babyface.
Because the simple point is...
You just mentioned that. Did John Cena have surgery?
That's John Cena. He's thicker than Daniel Bryan, man. What are you talking about?
Did he not have neck surgery?
That was 15 years ago, too. This man is just coming off the neck surgery.
Still, he had neck surgery, and yet he allowed somebody to German surgery that many times.
He built totally different. Everybody, can we agree on this phone call that for the money, if you wanted to draw money, the main event at WrestleMania would be Daniel Bryan against Brock Lesnar, right?
But you also got to think that's not what Vince McMahon had in mind. He wants Roman Reigns, and that's what we're going to get.
What he's saying is it doesn't make a difference what Vince wants. If you're thinking logically, the money match would be Brock versus Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes. Exactly.
But that's not what we were going to get.
Because he's protecting Daniel Bryan. Right.
I wouldn't put Daniel Bryan in there with Brock Lesnar.
I don't think they're protecting. I don't think they're protecting shit. Is that we're going to get Roman Reigns and that's what we're going to get?
No. They protect. because any smart businessman is throwing an event for the money.
If Daniel Bryan exactly. gets if Daniel Bryan gets hurt wrestling Kane, what do you think is going to happen when if he wrestles Brock Lesnar?
But Kane,
even if that wasn't a kayfabe injury, it got Daniel Bryan hurt. Okay, even if it wasn't a kayfabe injury, that's your number one babyface.
Yep.
The goal is to put your number one babyface against your number one heel.
That's right.
Okay, but to protect this guy because he's a year removed and he don't have the John Cena bill. He got a freaking John Cena got a stack of quarters. He got a stack of pennies. And you don't want a lawsuit because when he get his neck broke by Brock Lesnar, if he sent Taker to the hospital, bro, come on, man. Come on. This guy ain't even have Taker size. Come on. Let's be real about this.
See, the reason why The Undertaker went to the hospital is that he was just too old for Brock. I mean, an MMA fighter ain't 50 years old.
Them 3 or 5 ain't helping either.
But I mean, if you want to become an MMA fighter, you got to be in your 20s or 30s, not in your 50s like The Undertaker. He was just too old for Brock.
Wait a minute. How you figure that?
Brock used to beat him when he was young. What the? He tossed him around when he was young. So that had nothing to do with it. He was less careless back in his first run.
Surfer,
really think about it.
Surfer, Tank wants to know: can he jump on your Skype so he can be on the show? He tries to call me; it won't let me. The group option didn't pop up.
I don't know if it'll let me. You know, if you can, fine. I don't know if it'll work.
Go ahead, Tank. See, hit Surfer up on Skype and see if Surfer can add you to.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find Tank's name and then try to drag him in and see what happens.
Yeah, because it won't. The group option doesn't come up.
Go ahead,
Big Tom.
Flax, on your comment right there, you got to understand. Just like Tony C said, when he was younger, he probably is not as much as dangerous as he is now.
Right.
But he was still reckless. He hurt some people. Ask Kurt Angle. Remember, Kurt Angle did the shooting star press and fucked himself up playing with Brock too. Think about it. Now, if he would have wrestled at his full potential like he is now, he would have definitely destroyed some people back in the day when his first run.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Tell him to
call. And I agree. And I agree with Surfer.
Tell him to call us down.
Okay.
If I was Vince, well, it all stems from Vince. If they didn't sign him to a contract, he should have never been taken. Before that match, he should have been re-signed. Because all this is now irrelevant now. Would have been irrelevant. But Vince, I don't know who is sleeping still.
All right, guys. Let's move on to a different topic. But again,
point. Yeah, whoa. I'm in.
What's up, Tank?
Yo, thank you, Surfer.
What's going on, my brother?
Not much. Same shit, same stuff, different day. got some good news on that stuff that I was talking to you guys about. The last time I was on.
Okay. Got my man Tank on.
So, not for nothing, let me shorten the whole John Cena and the F-bomb that Surfer just dropped.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go on, Tank.
I understand the old man's point on living on a fantasy world and with Brock Lesnar. But us comic book geeks love living in fantasy land. So, you just gotta go with the flow, Surfer. We all know Brock's leaving after WrestleMania.
That's not true. We don't know that completely just yet.
Just let it go. Take your hits. And let's just move on.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the whole thing, you knew that Brock wasn't going to be there the whole year anyway.
Well, yeah, he had certain dates.
Exactly.
He put it in the contract.
You knew that right
off the rip.
You knew that right off the rip.
And you got to think about it as Brock, as a businessman. The more times I'm out here, the more exposure, the more luster I lose.
Right.
And
you clamor for something that you don't have.
Right.
And wasn't he at Raw 2 weeks ago and then walked out?
Yeah, that has to do with his contract.
Yeah, those contract negotiations. Exactly. I don't know how.
Well, anybody who does business, you know, Vince is getting old and senile, because the old Vince McMahon wouldn't have ended that streak unless he had his name on a contract, an extension. So that's how you know Vince is. He's getting up there in age.
Yeah,
he's just thinking about it here and now. They're flying by the seat of their pants.
He's out of touch with the product, and he's so out of touch with the universe. It's like he just creates his own universe and goes with it. And the people who lose are us, the fans.
He lives in the universe,
you know,
where he's still in that big guy universe.
Exactly.
He's not listening to the money.
Exactly. Exactly. He's not listening to where the green is really at. He's not listening to that at all.
Because truth be told, Daniel Bryan is his money maker.
Like I said, yeah. Bryan could
have
said
that's where the money is, man.
Like I said months ago, Daniel Bryan could have turned WrestleMania around, but we get Roman Reigns again. What the hell?
But that's true. That's true. But the thing is, we all know just going back to what we said. If the money is Roman, I mean, the money is Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan. But will his neck hold up? That is the problem.
Yeah,
it's not
Brock so irresponsible and dangerous. It's possible he gets into the ring with Daniel Bryan, gives him one of them German suplexes, and snaps his spine, and it's a done deal.
If you think about this, most likely he's going to be in the ladder match.
But the money thing,
they will tell
them.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, most likely he's going to be in the ladder match, which is a really bad match for him because he already got a messed up neck.
I'm hoping,
so what's the difference of him fighting Brock Lesnar?
I'm hoping that you don't have him in that ladder match, because to be honest with you, I think that ladder match is beneath him. I think it's beneath him. I think it's beneath Ziggler, beneath both of them, to be honest with you.
Daniel Bryan here, but not Ziggler.
This should be main event.
Well, they don't got nothing, you know, he's the number one babyface.
Is at the top of the mid-card.
Who else are they going to throw in that damn match?
They're telling you who's their top mid-carders by throwing them all in that one match.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Next topic that kind of grinded my gears just a little bit. That Triple H spot. That Triple H Booker T spot on Raw.
Oh, that was some bullshit.
Why they keep doing that? Why Triple H keep doing that to Booker, man? Come on now.
Because he's Triple H. He's showing that he runs
Booker's birthday or something?
It
was Booker's birthday.
Yeah, Booker's birthday.
He signed off on it, but Booker said the way Booker looked like, you motherfucker. I knew you were going to share my birthday.
You know what? I got to give it to Booker, because when he told him he was fired, he didn't like beg for his job or, you know, he just said, fuck it. All right, fine. I'm out. You know,
I
don't need
to get the hell out.
Yeah, he did. He did play it cool. He's like, oh, really? Okay, fuck you.
I'll just move on with life.
You go back to TNA and be the TNA champion.
If you go back and they're gonna main event mafia.
I mean, the thing that kills me, I thought he was gonna say, "What about 19, fool? You don't do me that. You don't do me like this again."
You're the only one holding that blast thing, Banner.
You damn right.
You're like a dog.
They're gonna forget that. I ain't never gonna forget that man. Should have been a world champion, and he was winning that match. And all of a sudden, he come out of nowhere and went. Come on, man.
Mysterio ain't never get a rematch. Triple H beat Booker T. Deal with it,
man. Mysterio.
I thought it was 2006 all over again.
I know, right? Oh, it just pissed me off.
That's 2003.
Well, 2003.
Well, does this make that little promo, that little spot, Does it make Triple H and Sting any more interesting?
Nope.
No.
Not really.
Well, the money match with Sting is him and Taker, and they're gonna do that one next year.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. They're gonna make that one happen.
Oh, nobody
Trips had to get him first.
I forgot about that. Nobody brought up a good point in the chat. Triple H is messing with Booker because what he did to his boy Batista in the locker room. I forgot all about that. Good call, nobody.
Good call.
He already beat Batista.
That was the reason why they pushed Booker to be the world champion.
Yeah, you guys heard
that incident. Mm-hmm.
You guys heard what happened also with that storyline, right?
What's that?
That Charmel thought it was real. She texted Booker during Raw.
I heard about that.
She like, what the fuck? you know how Charmel is. What the fuck? Wait a minute. What the hell?
Somewhere.
Steve oh, Ray you don't see me waiting. I gotta get this motherfucker. I'm gonna get this motherfucker.
And especially when he premiered that WWE Network show right after Raw.
No, yeah. All right. Stephanie McMahon, John Cena. Did Stephanie lay on the line to Cena or what?
Oh, she
killed
old
Stephanie.
She gave your boy the business, sir.
What they're doing is they're getting all your people's hopes up high that he actually's not going to be in WrestleMania.
We all know he's going to be there, sir. But I'm just saying. For somebody to come out there and say that means a lot, man.
Listen, ever since
he won that title in that ladder match, he won the title. They've been doing shit to him since then. I mean, he's been the focal point of the authority because Daniel Bryan got hurt, so they couldn't use him as the focal point. So it's been John Cena ever since. So he's the one fighting the authority. That's all.
I think they're trying to get him to turn heel.
Yeah. Oh,
get that heel thing is not happening.
Oh, Matt Legend just said. I'm sorry, Tay. Just want to say, Matt Legend said Booker should have dropped, done the spin of Rooney, and then fingered Triple H.
Go back to that hood, like you said, back in 2003.
I'm not doing. If I got fired, I'm not doing no spinneroony.
That was in game.
Motherfuckers like, oh, I'm fired. Fuck you, nigga. I'm out.
Yo, you're not doing no spinneroony.
If you can do that, Jake, to an armed gunman, robbing Wendy's, you can do it, Triple A.
I know her.
but I thought what Stephanie McMahon said to Cena, I thought that was just truth.
Yeah, it was.
What, that people tired of him?
Yeah.
It's their fault. They the one push him out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they know people, it.
And it's their fault. If they kept him away. You remember back in, 2008 or 9 when he tore his pec? And came back at the Rumble. That was the perfect time. That was gone for 2 months.
But you know, Triple H and Stephanie, they saying what the IWC wants to hear.
That's true.
They doing that shit on purpose.
Not this one. At Raw.
Come on. You're not going to say
she said on Monday.
Yes, she did. That was every IWC. I'm pretty sure was like, "Oh my god, yeah, exactly what I've been thinking."
What did they tie John Cena?
Yeah, like, come on, man.
And see, man, if the IWC tied up, you know there ain't no hope for you. What about Rusev? No, no,
John Cena like a punk.
John Cena, no. John Cena, no. looking like a big ass grizzly bear. John Cena, no. No, and we not.
They save him for Samoa Joe.
I think.
Ron, I'm gonna make you my bitch. Goddamn, Ron Jeremy looking like a motherfucker.
Samoa Joe against Roman Reigns. That's what y'all better get ready for. Two Samoans going at it.
There you go.
Wait. Did Joe actually sign a contract, or is he still in?
He's
in
still
negotiations?
In negotiations. He's still in negotiations, but
this
I think
is
it's going to happen.
Jericho's podcast.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. Whether he goes to NXT or straight to the main roster, I don't know.
No, but he's going to the main roster.
He needs to go
to
the main
roster. Straight up.
He's not going straight. He's going to. He may not be
NXT. Everybody's going through NXT.
He's going through NXT first. He's not going to be the same gimmick he was in TNA. They're going to try to give him something new.
What gimmick can you give 300 pounds the moment?
Yeah, but
give him the Umanga.
No.
You guys keep on forgetting he's a returning superstar.
Right. He doesn't
need
to
be able to keep the Samoa Joe name. He's been on Heat.
Yep.
He's been on Velocity.
He doesn't need to go.
I'm not saying they're going to change his name. I just said they'll change his gimmick.
Mm. I don't think he needs
NXT. And they will change his name because WWE wants to own everything. So
I don't think they need
to believe they change the name.
I don't think he needs NXT. I think if you need NXT, you either you're a young guy trying to move your way up the roster, or if you're somebody trying to revive his career, i.e. Rhino, i.e. D. Brian Kendrick, who is now a trainer with them. So,
or you just completely suck.
Like Bull Dempsey. Completely suck.
Bull Dempsey is terrible.
Bull is terrible. That is the most
terrible
generic
word.
That's the most
embarrassing when they say that he's from New York City. I'm like, no, don't say it.
He is the most generic big man I've ever seen. Kick punch, maybe come off the rope, do something, miss, and that's it. Three. Kick punch, come off the rope. That's it. That's it. Kick punch, come off the top. That's it.
Oh, it. Isn't he the poor man's Taz?
Yeah. Nah, he's not even that.
Nowhere near Taz's level.
Nah, he's not nowhere near Taz's level, man.
That's why I said poor man's.
I do not like.
No. I don't. Not even poor. That this guy is horrible.
He's terrible, man. Terrible. I thought that experiment would have ended last week when they lost to Tommy. But they brought him out there one more time again.
Two more moves, he could be John Cena.
He could be.
Get it.
All right. Do you guys believe in Axelmania?
Are you stupid?
You know,
Tony?
Kurt's turning over in his grave right about now.
Thank you.
Axelmania, man.
They ought to team him up with Ted DiBiase Jr. as a new tag team as some of the worst second generation failures there is.
He's a third generation.
Okay, even worse.
You know where Curtis Axel can go?
Where can he go?
Straight to hell.
There you go.
I mean, if
this is my boy's gimmick, he's an idiot.
Even the way he tried to Hulk up was just wrong. Completely wrong.
You know what? He's getting paid for it, so who
is? Man, I might have taken.
He wasn't doing shit before.
And then the other thing that kills me about Curtis Axel, the way he keeps saying,
"Rip off his daddy gimmick, somebody else's daddy gimmick,"
would have been better than this crap he's doing now. That's for sure. And then the thing that kills me, he keeps saying, I'm still in the Rumble. No, you're not.
No, problem with Curtis Axel, that there's somebody who's better at his father's gimmick than he is, which is Dolph Ziggler.
I can't believe you can't front on that one.
Here's my thing. Didn't anybody send Curtis the memo that somebody's already using Hulk Hogan's gimmick?
That immortal gimmick. That's crazy.
Axelmania, boy. Axelmania.
That's what got passed like in 2005.
All right.
It's that wrestler with the five moves of doom.
Hey, but think,
wearing the multicolored shirts and hats.
Think about this. The WWE has put together shirts and a campaign of Axelmania for somebody who's not at best pedestrian. It's like he's never going to be no better than what he is now as far as
And pedestrian.
I'm not even talking about his wrestling skill. I'm talking about how far he'll go in the company.
Yeah, pedestrian ain't the word for it.
Yeah, they're doing this whole Axelmania thing, giving him T-shirts and stuff.
Hulk Hogan, Curtis Axel, WrestleMania 31, book it.
and Hollywood going over.
Dying in the ring, man.
What's the real mania?
He going over.
Who was the master of the real mania?
I didn't sign up for old men wrestling and getting dying in the ring. So,
Well, Sting wrestling, he old.
Sting ain't had 50 surgeries.
Don't matter, he's still old.
Triple H old, Kane old, Big Show old.
Yeah, but you can't compare them to Hulk Hogan and shit.
Yes,
yeah.
None of them's been wrestling as long as Hogan.
That's true.
Exactly. You can't even put them compare.
Hey man, now, check.
Now
check.
Now, let me ask you guys: Is R-Truth making a comeback?
Fuck no! He's just going to be part of the ladder match, and that's it.
He ain't gonna win.
He's retiring.
R-Truth ain't gonna be that. He ain't gonna win the IC title. He ain't gonna win.
Nope. Somebody's gonna throw a bottle of water in his eye.
Oh well, I guess Black History.
No, that's his weakness.
I mean, I guess Black History Month is truly over.
That's going to be the spot that where Mega Powers is going to run in.
You know, the more I see this angle play out, the more I think that Wade Barrett's going to come out on top.
Exactly,
he's their boy.
That's what's pissing me off.
He's their boy.
You know the WWE love this way better.
Hey, everybody's boy. Running around with this belt. And he's sitting there. He hasn't touched that belt in weeks now.
Yeah, it's been some weeks.
And every time he gets the belt back, he gets taken away from him again.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, the last person is Cody Rhodes. So, Wade Barrett haven't seen that shit in a while.
Hey, Rex.
I know Magnus look at Wade Barrett like, dang, that was the album.
Hey Rex, is that you? Is that you, Rex?
At least Magnus could tell Wade Barrett. At least he won a world championship.
Rex, is that you?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's good, Will? How you been, man?
All right, man. Good to hear
from
you.
Wait, back the line up. Back the line up. Hold on. What'd you say, Swag?
I said at least
Magnus did what?
At least Magnus could go up to Wade Barrett and say, "At least I won a world championship, and you didn't."
TNA championship don't mean shit anyway.
But you know what Wade Barrett can say? I'm gonna have a job in 6 months.
You ain't. You know what Wade Barrett can also say? At least I got Alicia Fox.
Yep.
Yeah, man, you said it. That's what I was just about to say.
Oh, yep. Damn.
Magnus will say, Magnus will come back.
Now I got to come up with a new Wade Barrett Magnus joke.
and Magnus, I'm
afraid I got some bad news. Your kid is Magnus. John Cena's.
Is that an Irish Barrett?
That's an old joke, man.
That's a good one, though. I got to give him that one.
What was a good one?
We get the...
What was a good one?
Huh?
You said something was a good one. What was a good one?
Tony C.
I got some bad news.
I have some good news. You can go back to episode number 6 or 7 of the Rexplex and hear Tony C. make that exact same joke. And that shit was like 3 months ago.
He broke it down with the episode number.
And Tony C. cheap
top.
Exact same thing.
He broke it down with the episode number.
Yeah, 6 or 7. Y'all check it out.
That's the Big Foley cheap pop of the night.
Available on rightemradio.com and iTunes.
Magnus did Big Sting, though, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, damn.
He did.
Okay. Yeah, so y'all talk about Hogan all you want to. I keep telling y'all ain't gonna find no loss in the record like that one.
Nope. Losing. You lost to Magnus.
Well, he did the time honored tradition.
He looked time honored. Damn that. That ain't an honor. Damn that. Okay. That ain't an honor.
So when it's time for Cena to leave, I want him to lay down for Wade. for Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder won't be around.
No, that shit ain't never gonna fucking happen.
Zack Ryder
probably won't be around.
Zack Ryder was on Superstars this week. Who did he be
Yo,
on Superstars?
So he's still around. He waiting on Cena.
Zack Ryder needs to be.
I forgot who he beat on Superstar. He was on Superstars this week.
The last thing I heard was Zack Ryder was eating ass.
Oh damn!
And the thing that
made me mad
well,
about
finally justice. My bad, Will.
And the thing that made me mad about Superstars, the Ascension beat the Primetime Players. You fucking kidding me?
Are you serious?
Oh, damn. Fucking kidding
let's
me.
Not talk about this. Let's not talk about the dude.
I'm bullshit.
Let's not talk about the clown.
Come on.
Please.
That's such
I'm telling you, man. Me and Big Tone will go and wreck shop. I swear. Ooh. I hate this.
When are we getting that rumored Dudley's versus the Ascension match?
Go do it. Go on.
Don't do it.
On 2K15.
They ain't bringing D-Ron. I put Petey Williams and Amazing Red in there and let Petey Williams put one of them in the Canadian Destroyer and call it a damn day.
Hey, and a couple of Diva notes very, very quickly. First, we get the return of AJ Lee. Let me ask you guys a question, and somebody brought this up on Facebook, and if I got any lady listeners out there, please, this is not a sign of disrespect, just asking a question. Male-dominated podcast, thank you very much, male-dominated sport. Who's got the better ass, AJ Lee or Paige?
None. AJ Lee, man, what the
AJ.
World?
AJ.
No question, hands down.
Well, AJ,
hands down.
But you don't see.
Naomi.
When she ain't part of the question.
They both whack, that's what.
Well,
one looks like a 9-year-old boy, the other one looks like a fucking vampire.
Hold on.
Damn.
When she has jeans, you see her ass. When she has those shorts, you can't see her ass.
AJ looks like a muscular olive oil, so, you know.
Yeah, she looks like a little 9-year-old boy, man.
That's why I even bothered to call her, man.
I still say.
That's like every IWC little version's fucking dream right there. AJ and Paige.
I still say Paige.
So let me ask you this, Randy. So you saying you wouldn't hit AJ?
Yeah, I'm honestly, I don't find her attractive at all. If you want to give me a deal, give me Naomi. Huh?
Bullshit.
I mean, would you hit
her? I would pick her.
I don't find her attractive. I'm serious. I don't find her attractive.
So she
if she said, "Come screw me now," you'd be first on
mine. I'm being serious. I don't find her attractive.
Wow.
Give me someone else. Give me Naomi. Give me Alicia Fox. Give me Layla.
Layla.
These are the same chick. Oh my goodness. All right. And then
yep,
we also
Will, point one.
Yes, go ahead.
Did you hear there was a small minor flood on a certain street in Newark?
No, I did not.
When AJ Lee came to the ring?
I did not hear that.
Yes, yeah, supposedly the water main raged out.
I did not hear that. I'm about to ask that question. Why is she still being a part of that?
Because she's married to that douchebag.
Why are they still doing that to AJ? Every time AJ comes out, and I know she's married to the guy, but
that's the problem. You got these little virgins screaming out CM Punk.
No, that's the New Jersey people, man. That's the
exactly
New
the virgin.
It's happening.
Jay Lethal's gonna rip through the ring at WrestleMania.
Oh hell no!
They're gonna have a three way: Paige, AJ, Bella. AJ, Jay Lethal's gonna rip through the ring and help AJ win. And they're gonna do this New Jersey stable with Jon Stewart as the leader. That's where
well,
I see it going.
There was talk of Vince wanting ROH.
Yeah.
I hope he buys it too.
Yeah.
Man.
Alondra Blaze gets introduced
about damn time.
The WWE Hall of Fame.
Her name is Medusa.
I'm 50-50 on the name.
I got something to say about this Medusa thing.
Go ahead.
Very much deserved.
Go ahead, Swan.
I didn't think it would happen. So sorry.
They would rather get somebody who walked away from that company with
their put Mickey James
belt.
Hold on, listen.
Posted a rival wrestling company and embarrassed the WWF and throw their own title belt in a trash can. They would rather put somebody like that in the Hall of Fame than put somebody like Mickey James in the Hall of Fame.
I got it, fellas.
She's still wrestling, my man.
Fellas,
calm
I got
down
it.
Down.
Hey, fellas.
When her time comes, it comes.
Fellas, I got it.
Fired from that company.
Fellas, I got it. Swax, let me explain this to you right now. Go back and look at Alondra Blaze's history. She was the main reason why you have the divas you have today. Without Alondra Blaze, there would be no Trish Stratus. If it wasn't for the whole group of Alondra Blaze, Bull Nakano, and others, you would not have that whole 90s era, the whole Attitude Era of divas that we had then, or the divas that we have now. Alondra Blaze helped change the game. And I get what you fellas are saying, and Tony C, and Big Tone. I get what you're saying in terms of the name. But it was Alondra Blaze that did that, not Medusa. Medusa was later. But Alondra Blaze was the one that changed the name.
Can I say one thing? I've kept quiet for a bit now.
Go ahead.
It was Medusa before and after. But anyone who was a WWF fan during the 90s knew that there would be no women's division in WWF if it was not for Alondra Blaze.
That's right.
So I'm 50-50 on the name thing like you are. But you have to realize we wouldn't have even seen a Bull Nakano match if she didn't have somebody to go against like Alondra Blaze, which is why they brought her in.
And look who Trish Stratus patterned herself after.
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you, sir. It was Alondra Blaze.
But also, she has a history outside WWE, too. And I'm not saying I agree with you guys. But she has a history, too. So where Swax is coming up with the bullshit that he just said is mind-boggling.
I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm not saying what she did in WCW is not valid.
What you gotta understand, why the hell would you put someone that's in another company still active in your Hall of Fame? That should even come out of your mouth. It's stupid.
But the only reason Flair did it because he was Ric Flair.
But look at what she's done.
Said some bad shit too.
Look at what she's done.
She ain't did nothing but have a baby by Cena. I mean, man. So what you talking about?
Mickey James, Swax.
Champion.
Swax.
She's still active, my man.
She's a dick.
Female wrestler and that business can
Swax,
say
that they are not. Calm down. Swax, calm down.
Same shit every week, man.
Swax, calm down. Swax, please. Calm down, Swax. All we're saying, right now, Mickey James is an active competitor.
Alondra Blaze or Kelly
Kelly? You can make an argument that Mickey James could come back right now and take that Knockouts title. You can make an argument right now. She can come back on this week's TNA and take that TNA title. She is an active competitor. She is not done. She's nowhere near done. Alondra Blaze has been done for years.
What you mean?
About 6 years now.
I'm glad to see you're in. I really am glad to see her. It's about time that she got in. It's about doggone time. Let her have this and move on.
Is Sherry in?
Who?
Yes.
Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry,
she's in.
Yes.
She's in. She's been in.
Oh, Sherry's one of the first ones in.
Oh, my God, she's in.
And Wendy Rick is in.
And people forget about Sherry. She was a damn good wrestler.
Yes, she was.
She was a damn good wrestler.
Better singer, though.
Better.
Wait, I know I got a. It's kind of weird. Is Elizabeth in?
No.
You know,
the way she went out.
Do y'all think she should be in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. But
But they only put one woman at a time, so.
And Lex Luger the same day.
No.
Plus, they're not going to put two wrestlers that are dead in the Hall of Fame. That's why Ray Stevens is not going in this year.
Right. Right.
Well, yeah, dude. They do one a year. That's why Bam Bam should go in, but it's not going to be this year, you know? Well,
I'll tell you another diva.
Who should be here before Rikishi get in, though, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Who?
Yeah.
Who should be in?
I said a bunch of people should be in before Rikishi, but we ain't going to talk about it.
But
that.
Rikishi was a good hand. I'd
rather put Rick Rude in there before I would have put.
I would too.
Exactly.
I would too.
The head shrink is.
I would too.
I don't give a damn. I think we all would.
I would too. Because that's what I said when I heard Rikishi got in. I would put Rick Rude in before him also. But again, you can't argue with Rikishi being in. But Rikishi would have made him regardless.
You can't argue with that. The only reason why he's going in now is because of the San Francisco Bay Area. The only reason why he's going in now.
So true. And
if back, nowhere else he wouldn't go.
And back to Surfer's point, because I think, Surfer, you said on the show a few times, and I agree with you on this, and correct me if I'm wrong what you said, the Hall of Fame is a show, and you have to book it as such. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to book it as such. So this is a good point. Now, next year, I like to see Rude get in. I like to see Lita get in. So,
Lita's in already.
Oh, that's right. She's already in. Year before last.
We need Freebirds. They're going to be in Texas.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. I'm not trying to take away anything from the Freebirds in the history. I'm not. Great team.
Don't say they don't deserve to be in.
And I'm not saying they don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that as a team. They deserve to be in. But
which Freebirds do you put in?
Oh, the Michael Hayes version, Michael Pierce Hayes version.
No, I mean he's in both versions.
Right. You put the Texas ben, version.
I mean, you put the three man Freebirds or the two man Freebirds.
The three man. The three man.
Three.
Hayes and Gordy.
Hayes and Gordy. Yeah.
But the thing is, if they put him in there, it's going to be Jimmy Jam because Terry Gordy and Buddy Roberts have passed away already. So it's going to be, if they put the Freebirds in, it's going to be as the Freebirds in general, yes. But the two that's going to go in at the hall itself will be Jimmy Jam and Michael Hayes.
Yeah.
See, I got everybody who knows me, I can't stand Michael Pierce. I can't stand him. But I will give him his due.
Yeah, I know that.
Never.
But I'll give him his. Well,
do you secretly got a thing for Rosa Mendez? That's why you mad at Michael PSAs?
No, I don't have anything to do with Rosa Mendez. The reason why I hate, I just hate him because he's a racist piece of crap.
Why would you care about Rosa when you got Athena out there?
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
I agree.
I'm just saying that.
Mickey James should be in the Hall of Fame, and that's that. Okay. We protest in the Hall of Fame till Mickey James get in.
No.
That's the fault.
No. No.
Tony, you don't even believe that line of shit.
Mickey be in, though. She'll be in it, you know, when she's done.
Yeah, just not now, man.
It's just
not
now.
But
it's not
too early.
She will be in there.
Until we get a DNA test on that baby. That's some shit for them.
Are we
that much? She should be protesting for her to be on Total Divas instead of Hall of Fame.
That's one thing Mickey James will never settle for.
Let me ask you guys.
Look at Paige. She went on that show, and look where her career is starting to go down the toilet.
And that exactly.
During WrestleMania. Damn, I just wanted to say this one line.
Go ahead, man.
During WrestleMania, I have to sing Knocking on Heaven's Door with memes.
That's all. You said they're going to have a DNA test during WrestleMania. What?
You cutting in and out. You cutting in and out, my friend.
During WrestleMania.
Wait, you really think Paige's career has went downhill because she went on Total Divas? How has her career went downhill? Because she's not champion anymore?
She had like three or four titles.
You're wasting your time, Surfer.
And she lost every single title shot.
So what?
The thing that you forget, Swags, the best female wrestler in the world, Swags.
You know the problem is, Swags,
the thing that you're forgetting, the girl.
You gotta expect AJ and Paige to trade that damn title back and forward, and don't give anybody else a goddamn chance.
Right, Swags, you still read magazines and believe in them?
Swags, the thing that you're forgetting, the girl ain't nowhere near 25 yet. She's got plenty of time. They guinea picked her a few times to see what she get, what kind of, you know, see what kind of pop she'll get. But she ain't nowhere near 25 years old, man. She'll get other opportunities.
Instead of working on winning the belt, she should work on getting a tan first.
Exactly.
And the best female wrestler is not even in that federation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tank.
See, it's that component that AIDS is that makes her her.
That makes her what?
That makes Paige what she is, because that's how talented she is.
And that's why she's overrated. Shut up.
All right. Ooh. All right. I got some TNA. Anybody ever watched NXT?
Oh, NXT is awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Should Tyler Breeze be on that main roster right now?
No, not yet.
You don't think you're ready?
Not yet. Not until Ziggler leaves.
So you think
No, it's not like that. Not yet, but he's not close enough yet. He's almost there.
I think he's almost there.
When they bring in Aaron Neville up.
Okay, I gotcha. Why they bring Alex Riley back in the ring?
Maybe he wants to wrestle?
Another guy that wants to rejuvenate his career?
Owens is gonna kill him. Just gonna straight kill him. Last Night Elite, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. Could that be Divas' early candidate Divas match of the year? NXT Divas match of the year?
Yep.
That was an awesome match. I did not know that Sasha Banks was that tenacious in the ring. She had that girl in several submission holds. Several! During that match.
Yeah, she damn near broke her leg.
Yeah. She showed out. She really showed out.
She just took that spear Charlotte gave her and was nothing.
She related to somebody.
Charlotte's a big girl, too. She ain't small by no means. That's a big
girl. Yeah,
Did Sasha Banks related to somebody?
Snoop Dogg.
Who?
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, she's Snoop Dogg. She's Snoop Dogg's niece.
Yeah, she's Snoop Dogg's niece, sir.
Okay.
All right, real quick, because I have to do this in the interest of fairness. I'm just going to go over. Anybody watch TNA Impact this week?
No. That's all right.
Okay.
I quit watching TNA. I don't have the channel. I gotta go out of my way to watch it. It's not worth it, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I saw TNA when I threw out my garbage.
I didn't.
All I can say is, oh Jesus!
I didn't even know I had a channel.
Austin Kong beat the shit out of Terrence Terrell.
I didn't even know I had a channel. I didn't even know I had a channel the last week. I didn't even know I had a channel the last week. And yes, she did. She beat the hell out of Terrence Terrell. That match wasn't even funny. It wasn't even funny. She beat that little girl down.
I saw TNA 3 weeks ago on Bourbon Street.
Drew Galloway.
Mardi Gras? They showed tits. Come on, someone laugh. Give me a fake laugh,
Drew Galloway. We got a Kitty King sighting this episode. Drew Galloway.
We got a couple Kitty King sightings this episode.
Drew Galloway defeated Kitty King via pinfall. Bram defeated Matt Hardy. Terrence Terrell retains the knockout title via DQ versus Awesome Kong. The Wolves are your new tag team champions after beating James Storm and Abyss. And why the hell did they put those two together anyway? And
what else is going to do?
The creative's got nothing for them.
Yeah. Kurt Angle defeats Bobby Roode and Eric Young, earning a shot at the title. I thought Kurt Angle couldn't wrestle anymore. Now he's all of a sudden making a comeback.
That's part of his contract.
I thought he was going to GM be like a GM or something the rest of his way through and be done.
Yeah, because he tried to go back to the WWE.
Surface, right.
The ratings, what TNA's putting out now.
What's that?
Have you heard what the ratings are that TNA's putting out now?
No.
9999999.
No, no. In the ratings right now, in the last 3 weeks, 0.4, 0.3, 0.3.
And I'm pretty sure that's the highest show they have on that network. And that's why they're not going anywhere.
And that's why they're on Final Destination.
Swax is in the
exactly.
know.
Exactly. The name says it all.
Swax is in the know. All right, let me ask you this, a scenario, because nobody brought it up in the chat. Can we get Awesome Kong versus Gail Kim one more time?
Oh, that's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's got to happen. It's got to happen.
It's going to happen.
Did you tape that already?
They better, because you're going to be out of a job after a year.
Swax has been saying this the whole time through. Swax says by the end of the year, they're going to be gone. Yep.
No, me and Swax bicker back and forth. Me and Swax bicker back and forth. Swax is correct. Swax is right.
You know what? I never understood. Swax, don't you hate Gail Kim?
Oh, I do hate her.
Okay. And she's like one of the best wrestlers. But then, like, when you talk about.
She's pathetic.
It's kind of like a curve with Swax a little bit, and not to disrespect
so,
Swax.
So, like, that's why I don't understand. Like, you go all crazy for all these basic bitches, but then, like,
bitches.
He hates Gail Kim, but he loves Kelly Kelly. We all
yeah, exactly. I never
understood that.
I don't understand.
We know
money.
That's like when you talk about female wrestling, I can't take you serious.
We know the better of the two, but
he scaled Kim because she went back to the WWE and took the money, and when she went back, she wasn't as successful as she was in TNA. And he thinks,
when did she go back to the WWE? She was there first before she was in TNA.
No, right, and she went back.
Right.
Because yeah, she went back and threw her whole career right down the toilet. And everybody thought I was going to support the Titanic over
because
there.
The magazine said she was the number one woman in the world.
Yes, she was. Nobody could touch her at that time.
You know, magazines are only there to fool people. Like, they really don't care who's number one.
Right.
Is that what you read in the comics, Surfer?
Oh, Swax.
Oh, damn.
Swax, man.
Shots fired.
I read comic books.
From Swax of all people.
Bigger words in the comic book than is in the magazine.
Come on, man. The thing that kills me is, Swax, you got to be respectful, dude. We're going to respect you and your views. Please respect us and our views. That's all I'm saying. Big Tone, you know where that comes from.
Because I will make him cry and he'll get off this call and he will not call back because I'll get on his ass.
He said I read comic books. Why would he bring that up?
Big Tone, you know where I'm coming from. Big Tone, you know where I'm coming from with that.
I know.
It's all right, Surfer. You're going to be all right, Surfer.
I'm sending my collection
just
tonight.
Slide.
All 5,000.
Surfer, don't cry. The water's not going to come out of your knees.
He had to bring up the Irene comic books. Why did he do that? Why did he hurt my feelings like that?
Surfer, what's your favorite Image comic book?
Right now, it'd probably be Saga.
What's your favorite original? Of like the five or four original.
The original, it was
no spawn. Spawn.
It was I read Savage Dragon the longest.
Yes, thank you.
Now
I knew it.
Now
Gen 13 wasn't that bad.
Nah, not bad at all.
And no, I did like Shadowhawk, but that didn't last long.
Now
yeah.
Big Show. Big Show.
I just had a feeling that we had that in common.
No more. So
that was my favorite.
You told everybody to read comic books.
Swax said you can't do it no more, Surfer. He said you can't do it no more. You can't read comic books no more, Surfer. What you gonna
do? Yeah, I'm done.
What you gonna do? So let me ask you a question, Surfer. So if you can't read comic books anymore, you don't have a show.
Nope.
What are you changing your name to? You gonna go use your government name?
Government name.
Yeah.
My government name.
Big Show and Kane have been added to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal WrestleMania 31. The Miz, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Fandango, Adam Rose, Zack Ryder, Jack Swagger, Titus and Aaron Dillinger are all confirmed.
Sheamus is going to win it.
Hold up. Hold up. Wait, time out. Wait. Did you say Fandango and...
Adam Rose.
Who else? Yeah. You say those two clowns is in there?
Yep. You both are already being confirmed. You know what, though?
Anybody that's on the roster is going to be in the tournament.
No. Everybody that doesn't have a main a match otherwise will be in this.
Right. And the thing probably he's going to go to Sheamus if he's in the tournament.
And the thing that pisses... I'm kind of 50-50 on Adam Rose, too. Part of it is Adam Rose's fault, but the other half, I think, is WWE's fault. They brought that man up way too early on the roster. Way too early.
I don't like Adam Rose. Yep. Beat up my boy, the Bunny.
He deserved to beat that damn Bunny. I would have beat that Bunny.
He was just jealous.
I would have beat that
Bunny.
Bunny
was more popular.
I would have kicked that Bunny's ass.
When are they going to change the name of that Battle Royal to the Future Endeavor Battle Royal?
Can we
that wouldn't be true, because if that was the case, the Cesaro would be gone.
Somebody likes him, so yeah. He was saved.
Yeah,
Renee Young sucking his dick.
The only time that
ain't going nowhere.
Renee Young saved him.
I thought Renee Young was with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, Renee's with Dean Ambrose.
Running that train.
Exactly.
And taking out this morning.
So, WWE SmackDown. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd defeat Los Matadores. I thought it was funny as crap when Natalya took out El Chirito on the apron. That was funny. Ryback,
she's been looking good in those outfits.
Say what?
She's been looking good in those outfits.
Yes, sir.
They need to decide either Natalya's a heel or she a face.
No. That's it. Like, you can tell she's going heel.
She's full on heel now. She's full on
heel. Like, yeah.
No,
like,
hold on.
I didn't say that. But when she was in the ring last week and Tyson Kidd, like, used her as a shield, she sat there and cried. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, that's just her
crying. No, but, like, did you see SmackDown? In SmackDown, she went all heel.
Yeah. That's just her crying.
Okay, I've seen her do heel stuff, but then every other match, she's been doing heel, non-heel.
That's it. Like, you can tell. That's it.
Did Tank say, Natalya look good with granny panties on?
No, not with the granny panties.
All the granny panties. All them granny panties, boy. She's looking.
It don't matter if you got granny panties. As long as she's taking them off, it don't matter.
Taking them off.
Who, Natalya?
Yeah.
Taking them off for the cat. She took them off for them.
Come on, Natalya. You know, I still can't get over. She came out in Link redraws. Her husband didn't care.
She's Canadian.
Plus, I'm not leaving Stephanie for Natalie.
Definitely smoke.
Can we be serious for a moment?
Yes.
Now, I'm sitting here watching the Raw replay. Why do they have R-Truth acting like a dumbass?
That's him? No. The funniest part was on SmackDown when he could let Byron Saxon and told Byron Saxon, "I love you, coach."
He kept saying
he kept saying
different names and shit. And you can see, like, in Saxon's face, like, he's getting pissed off.
I said it on Thursday. I said he kept calling Byron Saxon coach.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling
and
you.
Then he said, "What's his name?" Like, gave him a mean look or whatever, and walked away. And he goes, "That's it. You kick my dog, I'm gonna punch your cat."
I want him to win.
He said, "You kick my dog, I'll shoot your dad."
I want him to win for one reason and one reason only. Double A will have to call that man a champion. And we all know Double A can't stand R-Truth.
He hates Samoa Joe. Oh yeah, he hates Mr. Tweety.
We need all truth to call Renee Young Mike McGurk.
That would be too funny.
I would flip my shit for that.
Ryback defeats Kane But then you turn around. Huh? Big Show defeats Ryback. That makes no sense. Bray Wyatt seems to have Undertaker's urn, and he promises to release the spirit within it on Monday Night Raw. AJ defeats Brie Bella thanks to Paige's stopping Nikki's interference.
I want to let you know about that match.
Kofi.
Brie Bella just owned AJ in that match. The whole.
You see, Will.
Yes.
You remember what I told you about the whole AJ match? How she gets her ass kicked 90% of the match and then she just snap on that stupid ass submission and she wins?
That's the way it's always been with AJ.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But you might want to change it a little bit.
She was taking it to Paige.
I think there's only two. There's two matches that I can think of when AJ was actually dominant.
So she can't only get, two, have a super gimmick?
Only two. Can't have that. Only two. Only two that I can think of when she was dominated against Alicia Fox. I think that was one of them.
No, because I remember seeing Alicia Fox where Alicia Fox whooped her ass.
Because that was the rematch on Raw.
No, that was the bounce back from the initial match.
Yeah, I saw Alicia Fox whoop her ass, and then she did that stupid submission, and it was over.
I'm hoping.
So y'all hating on AJ's super gimmick, really?
Not hating on it.
That's what y'all doing.
Not hating on it. It's just the fact that she's always done it.
Didn't she sleep with Cena?
I don't know.
Who did she sleep with?
She probably did.
We all know she fucked Jay Lethal. We all know.
We all know Jay Lethal.
She's holding out. She's holding out for CM Punk until they get married.
Yeah.
She's a virgin. Punk
hit.
Really born again.
She's a born again virgin, Tony.
The New Day.
Now, of course, AJ, you know, when she was in the ring with Caitlyn used to fold her and have like a piece of paper.
Sure did.
And that's not an AJ super gimmick. That's the Black Machismo gimmick.
Well, hey. Man, come on.
She had Black Machismo.
She had it.
I got a question completely off topic. I'm booking my promotion right now. The IWA, who should go against the Young Bucks?
Who do you have?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Who do I have? I have best friends Chuck Taylor and Trent. Mm-hmm. I have Mark Angelo Seti and what's his name? Dasher Hatfield. Mm-hmm. I have Jack Evans and Teddy Hart. I have Chris Hero and Cesaro.
Hero Cesaro.
Yeah.
I put the Kings of Wrestling up against him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give Teddy Hart shit.
Yeah, me neither.
Darian and Daniels.
Hart is injury prone and he's an asshole. He's two things that
I have Hanson and Raymond Rowe.
Man, we was just getting ready to talk about the New Day and y'all want to talk about this?
I have a great roster, man. I'm a good booker, and ever since I stopped booking indie shows, I'm like, I gotta do
New Day to skip over.
Need to go book the New Day.
Kofi Kingston.
I got Red Dragon. I got Kendrick in London.
I pay attention to the New Day.
If they would pay attention to the group I made between them,
Kofi Kingston,
it would probably have gotten over.
Kingston. I got something to ask about the New Day, okay? Remember when they was doing the whole thing with The Miz showing his commercial?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why in the hell is what you call him on Biggie's back?
He's the muscle.
The muscle of the group.
Are they the Master Blaster or something?
You got it right. They is about to be the New Day Zord because you got to get on his back. They got to combine.
I'm telling you, New Day.
Isn't Big E like the Tyrannosaurus Rex of the group?
All right. Yeah.
From Mighty Morphin.
Yep. And put them together, they get a New Day Megazord.
Let's go. Or something. I mean, like what the hell? Like what grown man walks? carries another grown man on his back like that?
New game.
Maybe he won. Maybe Big E told him to, Xavier to scratch his back, and he took it a little too far.
They did defeat Miz and Mizdow. Little confusion between Miz and Mizdow causing the loss. So they got the victory.
They wasted Mizdow. Poor Damien. You talk about R-Truth, Will. Oh my God, yeah. Damien Sandow.
Yeah.
When they finally let him loose and do something with him, it's gonna be too late. It's gonna be too late, bro. Yeah.
Roman Reigns says he will be victorious. He says he will be victorious at WrestleMania 31.
Oh, Jesus.
Rusev.
Triple threat match.
Rusev.
Won't you be a man and cash in the briefcase and it could be a triple threat match?
Triple threat match. Rusev defeats Jack Swagger.
Fuck, baby Goldberg.
I'm so tired of seeing those two fight in this one-sided.
Oh my God! Yeah, the same match over and over.
Swagger getting squashed.
Zach Ziggler and Ambrose defeat Bad News Barrett and Luke Harper.
Bad News Barrett haven't won a match since the time he won the title.
Did
he win the belt at a house show? No, okay, it was on Raw.
It was on Raw. Mm-hmm.
So Stardust is going to be in this ladder match. What's Goldust going to be in the tournament?
Probably so.
No, he finally disappears.
Gold Dust is not going to be at Mania. They're going to do the Dustin Reynolds versus Stardust match.
Okay.
It looks like he's going to be in the triple threat match. The ladder match.
Cody Rhodes. Gold Dust, I don't think so.
Now, don't forget, too, there's a rumor going around at the Hall of Fame show that we're going to have the return of John Laurinaitis.
For what?
I don't know why he's making a comeback. Whole thing. I don't know. No, he don't deserve it.
Oh, hell no.
He don't deserve it.
What do you mean he doesn't deserve it? He don't.
Are you
serious?
Mr. Excitement doesn't
deserve it. If he goes in, he can go in as comic relief, him and Shane Douglas, as the dynamic dudes. Come on now.
Dynamic dudes. Johnny Ace, let's go.
He gonna have a whole
Mr. Excitement.
He
does own a pinfall
power.
That's true. He does own a victory. So we gonna have a whole new ring. That's a comedic wing. There you go. Comedic wing of the Hall of Fame.
Big Johnny.
WCW pay per views. I got the best 8 in my opinion. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong. In my opinion.
Wait.
Top 8, and you guys can agree or disagree.
Top 8, all right.
Number 8, Super Brawl 1992.
That's WCW.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm saying. WCW pay-per-views. Top 8. Super Brawl 1992. Number 8. I'll just go through them all and I can get your opinion. Number 7.
Best thing. What's the main event? That was Sting and Luger?
Yep, Sting and Luger.
Yeah.
Freaking Milwaukee.
He said freaking Milwaukee. Freaking Milwaukee. Russell Ward, 1992. Number 7. Number 6, Great American Bash, 96. Number 5, Showtime Rumble in 89. That was a good one.
I've watched that. I ain't gonna forget that one.
Number 4, Spring Stampede, 1999. Number 3, Bash at the Beach, 96. Number 2, Spring Stampede, 94. Number 1, Great American Bash, 1989.
No.
Where's the first Starcade?
Bash at the Beach, 96.
You think so?
And where's Night of the Skywalkers?
No, I agree with the first Starcade.
What, Dustin and Flair?
For the gold?
Flair for the
gold?
No,
Flair, that's Flair and Harley Race.
No, Harley Race and Flair. Yeah.
Here's my reasoning for the Bash 89 to be the best. Don't forget, we had this Sting Gray Middle match, and this is within the time frame of the best version of Sting to me between 98 and 93.
And quite possibly best version of Muda.
Yeah.
I call him the Ultimate Warrior's thing.
And he won. And he won that. And he won that match clean to retain the TV title too. Don't forget that. Then you had Steamboat versus Luger. Luger won by DQ because Steamboat hit him with that chair, but that was still a good match. Now, you can watch the War Games match out, I guess, but it was still entertaining. And that Cornette Dangerously Tuxedo match was just plain funny.
Why do you have Bash at the Beach 96 so low? That's got to be top five.
Because of, but, well, you didn't say top five because of Hogan.
Because of one moment.
That moment changed the game. I'm sorry. Hell, that moment almost helped put a company out of business.
Yeah.
So
you're right, and plus that Mysterio match versus Psychosis was awesome as hell.
And Flair won the U.S. title that night. Yeah. A lot of people don't remember that.
Yeah.
So.
Matt Legend brought up Capital Combat in 1990.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one, too.
But where did you have Bash at Beast 96?
Where did I have it? Number three.
Okay.
Top five.
It's top five.
Yeah.
I got
it. Top five.
Yeah, Great American Bash 96. And what number?
Number three.
Great American Bash 96 was number three?
I thought you said Bash Beach 96. I'm sorry. I did. 96 was number six. Yeah, that's my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God almighty, Giant versus Luger. Now, that great American Bash, that was Benoit and Kevin Sullivan to the house now.
Mm-hmm.
They stole the show.
Yeah, yep. They did.
That's true. They did.
The thing with Kevin Sullivan, I just thought he was so underrated. Because
like
when you
said, he's a midget Hogan.
Because when you go back, particularly today, unless you're fans like us, like most of the fans on the network, no one really talks about him or mentions him or.
Yeah, every I look back now and
the only reason why I don't mention Kevin Sullivan is because he pissed me off.
He was a great character. He was a great character. You can go back and look now. I mean, I only felt that way when I was younger, but I go back and look now.
Right.
Well, every time you see that Tree of Woe, you should pay homage to Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah,
because
that's his
favorite.
Bryant does.
Yeah.
Does Kevin Sullivan go into the Hall of Fame next year?
He should.
I don't know about next year, but he should be in.
What are you going to admit that Kevin Sullivan and Hulk Hogan will have some kind of board relationship? Because damn, the Kevin Sullivan didn't look like a mini Hulk Hogan at times.
Well,
yeah.
The Surfer, I have no idea why, but I thought you were about to say when are they going to admit this.
DNA.
I thought.
Man, no, they didn't have relations.
Keep getting cut off. What's the name of the dude who keeps cut? Wait,
you heard
what's the name of the dude who keeps cutting me off? I feel so bad.
No,
Tone?
You're breaking up.
Oh, you're breaking up.
What did you say, Rex?
No, saying who do I not really talk to that much? Is it Big Tone?
It might be. I don't know what Big Tone said, but
what's up? No, I said the only thing about Kevin Sullivan I don't like. He came up with the Goldberg idea.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Other than that, Kevin Sullivan. You look back
Kevin
at the
Sullivan
day,
was
dark journey down in FCW, down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Sullivan was underrated on the mic when he used to do color commentary.
Yep. Agree with that, too.
But him and Benoit stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's some good stuff.
Genius. That's a few.
Created out of Hollywood, out of Hogan's DNA in the lab.
Cash Cow said.
Yeah, he's like Nuclear Man off Superman 4.
Cash Cow said WCW sin 2000.
Cash Cow, you can go to hell.
Oh my God!
If I'm not correct, that pay per view probably got Sid on it somewhere.
God,
yeah.
Tony C.
One
of the big, one of the most technical wrestlers ever. Except in the ring. Be careful, man.
Go play a traffic that.
Yo, you know what happened to me?
That's why you broke the ankle.
What?
He was technical as hell.
Who said he was technical?
Top bro. Trying to come off the top bro.
Yo, Surfer, there's this thing. It's sarcastic.
Wait, I didn't say
anything. He's pretty fucking good at it. So.
Who said he was technical? Who said?
I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
Who said Sid was technical?
No, I said that. I was just repeating what a certain Pokemon said.
Oh, a certain okay. Okay.
Remember,
during WrestleMania,
it was Goldberg and Psycho Sid in a technical match. Five-star.
Five star class.
That's like fucking a football.
Did he just say by a certain Pokemon?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did
say it. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Sid went for his famous jump off the second rope and landed on his feet. He didn't land right, so his ankle just cracked in that.
I just think Sid was a waste of time. I really did. He wasn't good to me. Another generic.
No, he was the biggest waste of time.
No. Sid had a lot of potential, but you could tell for some reason he just didn't put any effort.
He could talk for shit.
Right.
He didn't put a lot of effort.
I fully agree.
Better in the ring, because I guess he just thought it was supposed to be handed to him or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's how it's always
thought. Yeah, I agree with that.
They gave him everything, so he's like, I don't need to work for shit.
Exactly.
If Psycho Sid was never born, we would have got Flair and Savage Flair and Hogan at WrestleMania 8.
You know what? You're right about that. You're right about that. Real quick, let me go over the Raw 13, RH 13 anniversary results. Roger Strong defeats BJ Whitner via pinfall. Moose with Vita Scott. I still hate Vita Scott. I'm sorry, Lee Champion. I hate Vita Scott. And Stokely Hathaway defeat Mark
Moose.
Briscoe.
The Moose. That's some catchy. That's some catchy shit.
He defeated.
I know there's only like one lyric.
He defeated Mark Briscoe via pinfall. You said it just one lyric.
Hold up. Sorry, Tony C. I got to correct you. First of all, Hogan did not fight Psycho Sid. He fought Sid Justice.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry. Either way.
Sid Justice sucked too.
Well, you know what?
He sucked too.
Exactly. Either one of them, both of them had a bullet. So what the hell the problem is?
So I guess that was the white brain version of Sid.
You know. When I was at WrestleMania 30, Sid was supposed to fight Doug Gilbert, and I was so glad that match didn't happen.
The Hogan betrayed him like he do everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Swear that Hogan betrayed them.
Oh God! Oh Jesus Christ!
Let Will do his damn job.
If Cena betrayed somebody, this world would be a better place.
Triple Threat Tag Team Match: The Kingdom defeats the Bullet Club and the Addiction via pinfall. Furry Pink Title of Love.
Bullet Club. Bullet Club only featuring one
person.
Carl Anderson going solo.
And
what's name's called back east?
Kazarian and then the Addiction, Kazarian and Christopher Daniels via pinfall. Furry Pink Title of Love. Oh my God. ODB with Mark Briscoe defeated Maria with Michael Bennett via pinfall. I still hate ODB. AJ Styles defeat ACH in possibly best match of 2015.
Did AJ break his neck?
No.
What happened was it looked like AJ was going to win with the calf killer, and ACH got out, and then AJ eventually got the Styles Clash, and as soon as he had it locked on, ACH pretty much tucked his neck as far like back to the rear end of AJ to make sure
he was gonna be all right.
be no more mm-hmm. Everyone knows now when they take that move how to take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so basically the guy's head became a piece of shit.
And basically, and guys, I'm telling you.
He calls the salad.
And guys, I'm telling you, AC Days is the truth. He's done a lot of good stuff before ROH. Go check out his stuff over in Anarchy Championship Wrestling. You will indeed like it. World of
ROH. AC is actually near to me, kind of the Mid-South, his work in Texas, I saw a lot of.
Yeah, he does some amazing stuff in ACW. Ring of Honor World.
I just want to let everybody know, I'm going to start a petition for WWE to sign Bobby Lashley once Brock Lesnar, once Brock Lee. Because, hell, you got to have some destroyer type character.
You got to have a destroyer character.
I want everybody to help me with that.
Okay. So we got your back, Bobby. We got your back.
We got to have something other than vanilla Roman Reigns.
We got your back, man. We got your back, man.
I'm about to fire Bobby Lashley.
Why?
Why are you gonna fire Bobby Lashley?
Gonna fire Bobby like that, man? Why you gotta fire Bobby like that?
Well, do you want to hear my card? I can run through it in about 15 seconds.
Go ahead, man.
Cruiserweight Championship champion, Mr. Touchdown. Defense against Andrew Everett, Shane Strickland, and Speedball Mike Bailey. John Morrison takes on Rex Watson. I don't know who that is. Pentagon Jr., Jigsaw, and Bestia
Say-Say-Say.
Pentagon Jr., Jigsaw, Bestia Say-Say-Say takes on Phoenix, Aerostar, and El Desperado. Okada takes on ACH for the Never Open Weight title. The Young Bucks take on the Kings of Wrestling for the APCW tag titles. Sabre takes on Drew Gulak in a submission match. And AR Fox takes on UHA Nation for the IUW championship.
Has AR Fox
now, where's Bobby Lashley?
Have AR Fox gotten any better since 6 months ago? Last time I saw him, he was doing an inner promotion thing with WSG, and he didn't look all that great.
And UHA Nation's going to WWE.
What's that?
So, Bobby Lashley going to WWE.
No, UHA Nation or whatever that guy's name is.
I didn't hear that part. That's awesome. Well, that's the case.
Well, who the fuck's going to have two black dudes in the main event for the title? Rex, that's who.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Two black dudes. Why can't you have two black dudes?
Oh, man.
Because you should.
Ring of Honor.
There should be that.
Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Jay Lethal defend against Alberto with Truth Batelli and Jay Diesel versus Alberto
like,
El Patron.
I'm saying like what they were doing.
That's okay when Roman Reigns get a hold of Rusev.
It's over.
After. In April or May, you're going to be crying. That Superman punch.
Fake ass shit. Ring of Honor World Television Championship match. Jay Lethal with Truth Martelli and Jay Diesel defeats Alberto El Patron via pinfall to retain. Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship match. Red Dragons defeated the Young Bucks via pinfall. ROH World Championship. Four Corner Survival. Jay Briscoe is victorious against Hansen, Tamita, and Michael Eldrin that he retains. Real quick note, Sam.
Is it true he hasn't been pinned in 2 years?
Who?
Yeah. Jay Briscoe?
Yeah,
Jay
Briscoe hasn't been pinned in about 2 years and 6 months.
It's true.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
And real quick,
And people talk about Brock Lesnar.
And real quick, I'm not going to go through the whole card because of time constraints. Shout out 25, three things of note. Jessica Havoc makes her return. She defeated Sue Young. That tells you she's done truly now with TNA. New tag team champions, Kimber Bombs, Kimber Lee, and her partner, they won the Shine Championship, and Mia Yim did retain. So happy to see Million retain. All right, it is 12:55. We have 5 minutes left to go on the show. go around the room, get final thoughts, final opinions, and then we'll get on out of here. Swax, what you got for me, man? We'll start with you.
My final thoughts is I want to congratulate Triple H for bringing NXT on the road, because they're having road appearances now, and they're going to be going out on the road all the, by themselves.
Tony, see what you got, man.
Say, I appreciate you having me on. Enjoyed talking wrestling with you guys, and only got about 20 some days left and my man's title reign, and then I don't know what the hell we're gonna do with life. WWE. So, praying to the wrestling gods they come to an agreement, but if not, it's been real. That's all I'm saying. It's been real.
There you go.
Enjoyed you guys. And it's fun times, man.
Thank you.
Swax, we not going to rest till Mickey James get in the Hall of Fame, man. And I think Cena should induct her when she go in, just to, you know, hammer that point home.
You know who's going to.
Yeah, why not?
You know who's going to induct her. You know who's going to do it. Trish Stratus is going to do it. Trish Stratus is the reason why she got to run in the first place.
Why Cena can't do it?
No.
He has a panty. That's her baby daddy.
Yeah.
Nikki won't let her.
I don't think Nikki will do it either. I think it'll be Trish.
Nikki
won't let John.
Happen.
I think it'd be Trish. I think it'd be Trish just because of the fact that again, it was.
That's why I wanted to come back, so she could be on Total Divas. I keep telling you.
Could you see? Trish telling Nikki, you know, all this could have been mine.
Yeah. You talking about Mickey James telling her that?
Yeah. Mickey James telling Nikki, all this could have been mine.
That would be hysterical.
There's a clip.
Their problem, the reason that shit didn't last was because supposedly Mickey James was fucking crazy.
I don't watch Total
Like,
Divas.
She was, like, so obsessed. So they sent her out to SmackDown.
They
get away from Cena.
There's a rumor, well, not a rumor, but there's a clip on Total Divas saying that Nikki might be done with WWE.
But she ain't done. Why would she stay there? She got a.
There's a clip saying that. Man. There's a clip that saying Cena said that he can see both of those ladies doing other things outside WWE. So, I don't know, man. Not that Nikki's groundbreaking or anything like that, but, you know.
Maybe she better not, yo. She's the only diva.
And nobody asked who was Taryn Terrell's baby daddy.
It's Drew Galloway.
Drew Galloway.
Did you say Batista? But I'm saying Nikki got Cena to take care of her. That's why she can hang it up. She just got to lay back. And
is Batista the biggest Filipino in the world?
Wait, yo, Tony C, did you say Nikki or Mickey?
Both of them.
Both of them, really, really. They both can
child support and alimony. Palimony.
Oh, man. Tank, let me get your final thoughts and opinions, man.
Okay, guys, make sure you tune in on Wednesday night to listen to my boy Phil Rayer and Powerless Powers. And thanks for having me on tonight. Greatly appreciated.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Surfer. Thank you, Surfer, for dragging me into this call, because Will can't work Skype.
That's my homework for the week. That's my homework for the week, Tate. That's my homework for the week. Most definitely. Most definitely. Rex, what you got for me, man?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I know it's been, how long has it been, dude? Like 2 months?
It's been a minute since on the show? Yeah, it's been a minute since we talked, but you're always welcome, man. Always welcome.
It's been a while, and I've been, about 4 years now, almost. I've been calling in, and, you know, I always stuck with the ship, and it's always fucking great to talk to you.
Make sure.
Pardon the foul language for the little kids who are watching.
Man, no problem.
You can, because yeah, everybody's watching. But yo, Will, you're the man. You're like, you're my dude.
Thank you.
Listen to the Rexplex on Rant EM Radio every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Rexplex.
And don't forget, guys, if you can't
check out the Rexplex.
And don't forget, guys, if you can't make any of these live shows, and I'll go over the lineup before we get off. If you can't make any of these live shows, you can always go to iTunes. You can also go to rantandradio.com. So if you can't be here live, between iTunes, Rant and Radio, you should be good to go. So definitely check out all the shows. Surfer, what you got, man?
I just want to say to Rage that you don't want to be on past 12:15 with your co-host on Monday night. That's when Evil League comes out. So,
oh my goodness!
Say crazy stuff on your show. Make sure you say it before 12:15.
Big Tone,
just a word warning to the wise. That's
warning to the wise. Big Tone, what you got, man?
Fuck Goldberg. Fuck Goldberg. Fuck Goldberg.
There you go.
Allowed Rage back.
Say what?
What the world?
Because I was listening to Rant last Tuesday, and I heard Rage on the air with Double A, and I was like, I was shocked.
First of all, Rage was never banned from the airwaves. What are you talking about?
I thought they had a real big fight.
Swax. You know, you don't know the inner workings of EM Radio. You need to...
Can I get some of that shit he's smoking?
Let's put our dirty laundry in a magazine for you to read, okay?
Oh, yeah. Get a Cliff Dole version. All right, real quick. Let me do this as fast as I can. Check out Freaks and Effing Geeks live every Monday night at 11:15 p.m. right after Raw. Definitely check it out. Get your first Raw reactions. Live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Mr. Rant with my man Tony CNAA. Live every Wednesday night is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Phil Araya. Definitely check those guys out. Just Fine Show, live every Saturday, 11 p.m. Wrestling Calling Show with myself and normally my co-host Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray has some mic issues, so that's why he couldn't join us tonight. But hopefully he'll get everything fixed and be back with us strong next week. Live every Sunday.
Randy joined.
Say what? What was that? What was that, Randy?
Never mind. Keep on.
Oh, live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Mr. What Are You Reading? Comedy show with my main man, Surfer. Surfer, you want to give us a preview or no?
No. Go tune in tomorrow. There we go. You don't know what I'm talking about.
So Hollywood. I bet he got a bald head like the Rock. Hollywood Rock.
Bald.
Oh my goodness. Every Monday at 7 p.m. is That Awful Podcast. So definitely check those guys out. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Got two shows on Thursday. Man, what's up on Thursdays? Rexplex, like he already said, the Rexplex every Thursday at 7 p.m. followed by Rant and Wrestling, Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Finally, Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. New episode each and every week. So definitely check out all the shows on Rant and Radio as our network is growing with new shows each and every day. What the heck? I always have a problem at Comcast. I don't have a problem going on here. I'm being heard just fine. Anything else? Anything else you guys may have before we jet out here for the night?
Yeah, we need to take a Tony C show.
I could give my final thought.
The Tony C show. Go ahead. Oh.
Hold on. Quiet, Randy. Quiet on the set.
Yes, quiet on the set. My bad, Randy. Let me get Randy's final thought before we roll out for the night. Go ahead, my friend.
Fuck Paige and fuck AJ. or just aside, is anybody, like, let's say, from, let's say, the tri-state area, like, planning to go to SummerSlam?
Anybody?
Nobody here?
What tri-state area are you talking about?
Philly, New York City, Long Island.
Yeah.
Nobody?
I might go. I don't know yet.
Oh, because I don't know if you know, but like the things are, the pre-sale tickets went on sale like tonight. So I don't know if y'all want to get like added today or in the week from now, whatever. But if anything, the pre-code is actually the pre-sale code. It's SummerSlam, no space, and yeah.
All one word. Okay.
Just so everybody knows that SummerSlam's been moved from the Izod Center to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
You know why they lost it? Because they acted an ass Monday night. That's exactly why they, and I'm glad.
You know why they had to move it to Brooklyn? Because Governor Christie took all that money from the Izod Center and sent it to Jerry Jones.
You know what?
Not only that, it's how they acted Monday night.
I wouldn't doubt that either.
You don't chance CM Punk. The guy's not here no more.
Yeah.
And you buttholes want to okay. CM Punk.
Yeah, he's
going to take your event from you. There we go.
There's a video out there.
You see him, bitch?
There's a video out there of him getting his ass kicked in MMA sparring. So if he's losing his sparring matches, what the hell are you going to do in a real match?
Oh, yeah. See him, yeah, he's a done deal.
Yeah.
You think Vince was going to let them... You think Vince is going to do a major pay-per-view there and let them chant that?
Exactly.
On the network again?
No.
No, we straight. We got you. I'll be surprised if they go back to Jersey.
You know what they need? What they need to do is just get rid of AJ, and that's it. That shit won't happen again.
But you can't get rid of AJ, though.
You can't get rid of AJ just because of CM Punk. That ain't right.
That's not right. Now, if they want to take
maybe
this,
just me, I don't know.
If they want to take what she did on Twitter, if they want to take that and do something with the fine, you have cause, but not over.
That's what I would use right away. I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch.
But not CM Punk, no. But if you want to get her on what she took to Twitter about the Divas, you know, yeah, I can understand.
Divas a chance. Man, shut up.
If there is...
Zero fucks given.
That's why we ain't going back to Jersey ever again.
There you go.
Falls Vince.
There you go. Vince ain't gonna know how to come back no more.
That's people from New York. We only use Jersey for storage, so it's not like.
Oh! You know.
There you go.
No, it's true. New Yorkers use New Jersey for storage. That's what it is.
Mm. It's the armpit of America.
Wow.
Yep. Then they won't get another event for a minute.
Yep.
That was Vince.
Seems to be that way. All right, guys, if there is nothing else. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you, particularly you, because you were persistent tonight. So thank you for being here. Surfer, thank you for hosting him. Thank you to all my callers tonight. Thank you for everybody in the chat room. I had fun tonight. Good show. Let's do it again next week. Same time, same channel. I got this ending that's been requested of me to play. So I'm going to play this on the way out. I'll let you guys next week. Everybody, please take care.
Time! It's time! It's Vader! Time!
Oh, Jesus.
Stop the thing right here, everyone. I got a call in the 504. Wants to get on real quick, but still broadcasting. 504, what's up?
Hey, my name's Rex. Who else calls from the 504?
All right. Real quick, man, we're done for the night. Anything you want to get out there real quick before we head up?
No, I just pretty much wanted to say thank you for having me on the show, and good night, and listen to the Rexplex on Thursdays at 7.
There we go. All right, guys, we are done. I will see you guys next week. Back to the indie song. Take care.